Hi, this is Mary Sapil and I'm Naila Sayed here with the latest updates in healthcare. Four special flights from the Gulf countries of United Arab Emirates, Oman and Qatar took off for India carrying more than 700 distressed Indians back to the country today. Stranded Indians in the US has appealed to President Trump to let them go back. With Trump's new immigration rules in place, H-1B visa holders are not permitted to travel, but Indians who have lost their jobs due to the pandemic have no other choice. Five migrant workers, including three women, were killed in Uttar Pradesh in two separate accidents on the highway on Monday, as officials mentioned. At least 50 migrants left stranded without jobs due to the coronavirus have died in the past 10 days while trying to return back home. Karnataka has decided to not to allow people from these four states, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Maharashtra and Gujarat, inside its border till the May 31st. With the number of countries piling up against China, President Xi Jinping, by a video conference from Beijing, said China would support a comprehensive review of the COVID-19 pandemic, but only after the outbreak is contained. Maharashtra reported more than 2,000 COVID-19 cases. In the past 24 hours, as many as 2,033 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed in the state, taking the tally up to 35,058. That's all for today. For more updates, log on to medicircle.in. Good day and stay healthy.